And welcome to 21 and 21. I'm Haley Burko, and today I have a very special guest, Alex Zukauskas, the one and only Presidio Bitcoin lead.
Yes, it's great to be here. I'm usually sitting over there at the producer station, so it's really nice to be under the lights, so to speak.
Yes, you're in the hot seat. Our listeners probably don't know that you're actually in here quite a bit, but they just can't see you.
And this is proverbial the hot seat, not only because, we're recording it on air, but these lights get this room steamy.
Yes, that's probably something else our listeners don't know, that it's very hot in here.
That's right.
Anyways, well, I hope you enjoy being front and center because we're actually going to do this quarterly. It will give our listeners a chance to get to know you better, but also to give you a chance to tell everybody about all the amazing things that are happening at Presidio Bitcoin.
Yeah, I can't wait. You know, it's been, I think, what have you been operation since March, but I think I've been with the team, I guess, so to speak, for the last like 7 months. And you know, building this podcast studio was something we did in the early months. And then, you know, we've produced, I don't know, dozens of shows since then. So it's nice being, seeing how it's flourished and certainly excited to share all the things we have done, but really what's to come as well.
Awesome. Well, I'm excited. Anyways, you know the drill, so I'm going to start my clock.
I know the drill well.
Which I just set. So 21 minutes. Let's do it. First up, can you provide a brief introduction about your background and kind of how you ended up at this crazy job?
Yeah. Yeah. I think everyone has a pretty exciting story when it comes to Bitcoin. Mine was of the finance sort of space. You know, the creature from Jekyll Island, you know, the Michael Saylor, the sort of digital gold, the like, this is going to change banking and currency type of perspective. I doubt, you know, not a tech guy, finance background, was in consulting for many years, but got introduced sort of to blockchain more broadly, you know, 2015. It was like, okay, cool. This is going to be a really awesome technology at some point. And, you know, you kind of stay close to it. Eventually, you know, started an organization in business school dedicated to it. And you kind of, over the years, just whittle yourself closer and closer. And, you know, I think Bitcoin's kind of at the center of that black hole. So, you know, I spent time and years kind of getting closer and closer and closer to that. Where, you know, a couple of years ago was, you know, this is such an interesting space. And then, yeah, Presidio Bitcoin, right? I think doing something, you're going to have a job, right? And it's so much better to just enjoy your job. And that's really kind of the perspective I took was, I have no idea what's going to happen here. You know, PB, this isn't a career path that people that you chart. This isn't, you know, this isn't anywhere on my business school curriculum or, you know, any sort of career path that makes any sense. But I knew it was going to be fun. I knew it was going to be exciting. You know, built a podcast studio. Never expected that. Built out an office. Never expected that. You know, you wear so many different hats in this role. But it's also such a beautiful blank canvas that felt the most exciting. So I kind of just went towards the light. And here we are. It's been certainly my most fun 7 months so far of my career by the longest stretch of the imagination. And can't wait for what's to come. And glad we're doing this show so we can share that with everyone.
Yeah, totally. And you never know how things go. Maybe a physical Bitcoin space lead will become a viable career craft for many.
That's right. That's right. We're actually, and not to jump around two questions too much, but we're planning a careers in Bitcoin event here in the fall with, you know, looping in the UC Davis and the UC system folks, talking with them again on Thursday. So if you're interested in getting a role in Bitcoin, we are going to try and make a beautiful event around that. So stay tuned, follow our socials, follow the show, follow PBJ, follow Presidio Bitcoin. But yes, we're hoping to make the career path a little bit more clearer. It's certainly one of the goals here at PB as well.
Definitely. Well, it is crazy that it's been 7 months. I didn't even realize that till today. What has your biggest challenge been so far?
Oh, biggest challenge. Honestly, the podcast studio. There is so many, you know, intricacies, complexities, just little things around, you know, speed, quality, getting things out on time, you know, all of the just things that can happen. You turn on the cameras and you never know what's going to break, but something usually breaks is kind of what I've learned. But it's also been pretty fun. And yeah, it's I think this podcast studio and what we're doing, your show, PBJ, the guests that you've had, the guests that you will have, the folks that are our members here that have filmed out of this space. We had What Bitcoin Did was here, Danny, a couple weeks ago. It's really exciting to see this blossom and be part of, you know, the beautiful tapestry of helping people either educate, learn more, you know, get further advanced on whatever rabbit hole they're on, or, you know, even just bring Bitcoin to a wider audience. So it really is a nice, you know, crown jewel, so to speak, of the Presidio Bitcoin, not only brand, but, you know, our physical space here and where we spend our time and energy.
Yes. If you are a podcaster and you want to come to San Francisco, please reach out, because What Bitcoin did film here. And so that is an option. If you want to be a guest on 21 and 21, stop by the space, come visit us.
And we are going to get it's ordered. It takes a while for custom neon, but a custom neon sign right there. So that poster is placeholder, and it's going to fill this room with some nice, beautiful orange, Golden Gate red glow, if you will, in due time.
It's lovely in here. So you touched on this a little bit, but things have been busy here. What kind of events have we had here since we launched?
Oh, gosh, so many. Well, we started the launch party. You know, tons of famous, amazing, dedicated, incredible, smart people were here. Jack Dorsey and Sailor probably being the most famous, so I can leave it there. But we've had, you know, Bit Devs every month, Lit Devs, the new Builder Show that or meetup, rather, that you, Steve, and many others are putting on. We had a hackathon in early May. And we're doing a Quantum Bitcoin Summit. So quantum is certainly one of those topics where I think the aperture is so wide, meaning you have people that saying this is an immediate threat, and then some people that are, you know, I don't even want to engage here because it's such a useless topic to even waste our breath on. There's more important things to do. So, you know, how can you have such wide takes? And this event is really supposed to be intended to say, okay, let's take a pragmatic, a realistic, you know, thought process here, gather industry leaders, gather physicists, gather quantum researchers, gather quantum companies, you know, gather core devs, and really just have a 2-day summit to figure that out. Like, what is reality? And then, you know, if this does become a reality, what are we going to do about it? So plenty more to come. We will be live streaming some of the events. A lot of it's going to be kind of discussion based, so people can kind of get into the weeds, so to speak. But the portions that we are able to live stream, we will be. And then I think, you know, this is, I guess, a bit of alpha, if you're right, or what's to come here at PB. We plan on doing these sort of larger summits every, you know, 90 days, 120 days. The next one we're going to forecast for probably kind of in that October, November timeline is around venture capital, right? So there's a lot of Bitcoin dedicated only firms out there that solely invest in Bitcoin and Bitcoin companies. And we're in Silicon Valley. So how can we help that proliferate? How can we get that engine of Silicon Valley to bring that talent, bring that entrepreneurship, bring that capital, bring that, you know, mentorship to folks that are building and working on Bitcoin? So part one of that is going to be day one of why invest in the space. So it's going to be, you know, VCs talking to VCs kind of thing. Why invest in the tech stack? Why invest in the companies? Why invest in this space in general? And then day two of that's going to be, okay, now you understand why invest in it. Here's a bunch of examples. So it's going to be a pitch day. So if you are a builder or doing something in the Bitcoin space, you want to be a part of that. You know, please do reach out to me or Haley or anyone here at PB. Again, we're kind of targeting that October, November timeline. But we hope that's going to be kind of the next summit level event that we'll be doing outside of the quantum event that's in 2 weeks.
It's so exciting. We have a lot going on. Thank you so much for all the fun planning. And yes, we have these meetups that pretty much happen every Thursday now between Bit Devs, Lit Devs, Builder, and those are welcome to the public. So you can learn more about those on Meetup and follow along on Twitter. So beyond events, we have a lot of people that actually work out of the space as like a co-working space. Mm-hmm. How many members do we have right now, and what kind of member, like, what do they do for their jobs?
Yeah. That's, I think, been maybe one of the, back to the other question, one of the also extremely fun parts of this job is really getting to know, network, meet, reach out to, talk to various people that are in the Bitcoin space. We're obviously limited to the folks that are physically nearby the office for what our membership is. But I think we've had, you know, sort of five visiting members, I would say, meaning we've had people coming in from Argentina to stay with us for a few months. We have people coming in from Chile to stay with us for a few months. Mexico City, someone's coming in from Hungary. So we've really, I think, put a brand not only here in Silicon Valley of saying, okay, if you're in Bitcoin in this area, you obviously have to be at Presidio Bitcoin, but really kind of, I think, put a stamp globally as well of being kind of that tech focused or tech forward, physical space, right? You know, there's different physical spaces around the globe. They're developing, sort of seems like at a rapid clip nowadays. But being where we are, and part of our mission is to attract, tech talent to work on Bitcoin from kind of the big tech space in Silicon Valley more broadly. That's kind of been a bit of a focus, right? So we have a good chunk of people that are either open source developers or, technically inclined or want to figure out how to partake in Bitcoin from a technical standpoint. And then directly feeding off of that, I think we have 5 companies now. So these are, relatively small companies, 2 people to 5 people kind of size. There's 5 of those. And then we have, I think, another 5 or so people that are, interested in Bitcoin, right? They're doing things on the side of it, next to it, whether it's with AI, whether it's, some other technology, but they want to figure out how to work in Bitcoin, or they want to figure out how to bring Bitcoin to that other industry. And they're just here to be part of the community and work here. So we have 22 members today. We're hoping by the end of the year to get that to roughly kind of 30-ish, 35. I think 40 might be too many. So we'll see over the next couple months. If you're interested in joining, we are going to fill up, but we've taken a very slow and methodical approach to it, meaning we didn't, run to fill up the seats. We didn't, just anyone that came through. There is a sort of focused approach that we took around, okay, is what you're working on advancing Bitcoin? And that can mean many things, but that's the ultimate question. Whether it's making it money, making it more decentralized, making the user experience more friendly, making it, integrated in Nostr or AI, right? There's a lot of ways to take that, but it's really, are you advancing Bitcoin? And that's kind of the core component that you'll see throughout, no matter what the type of membership is. That's what you'll see is people here every day care about it or working on it. And hope to see it flourish.
So I'm a member here, obviously. I work here every day. But what do you think the value proposition is of joining as a member here? What's the pitch that you would give someone why they should become a member and get out of their home office and actually come to a physical office here?
That's right. Yes. Get out of your basements and come to PB. No, I think you look at who you've had on your show, I think is a great answer too. Like, all of those people come through here. So you get the chance to meet and network with amazing Bitcoiners, people that you're probably listening to on podcasts today. You get, wonderful lunch conversations. Like, we typically go to lunch every day, and there's, anywhere from 6 to 12 people that are, chatting about, we have a philosophy Discord channel set up. We have a workout Discord channel set up. We have social channel set up, right? So there's a lot of things that, kind of come with that, that's beyond sort of just an office. And I'd say we're trying to figure out a nice blend of that. Like, we're obviously office forward. We want people to work here. This isn't necessarily a social club. But you get to have all of those relevant conversations with people that you can go have those conversations with, right? My wife is blue in the face when I go home and talk about Bitcoin. Now she's so happy that I took this job because I no longer have to do that, right? I can actually have a place to go and have those really awesome conversations. So you're going to get community. You're going to get the social aspect. You're going to get awesome workstations. Thank you to Block for donating those workstations. You're going to get so many things that you just won't have either by yourself or in your basement. And we try to recreate the best things of that, right? So we again, great workstations. We have coffee, tea, all of this stuff that you'd expect that you maybe have at home, real forks and silverware. So we don't think you're going to give up too much and look at the view, right? This is certainly a beautiful place to stare out the window and go for a walk at 2 o'clock or whatever it might be. I truly think there's no other place to have a place to work and hang out.
It's the best. I love working here. So you also do a lot of little things to make this place especially homey. If you come and visit, you would notice that everything is hung up perfectly. We have really nice art and posters. We also have a lot of plants that you do a very good job of taking care of. What are some of your secrets with taking care of these plants?
Well, we had spider mites, which, if anyone is a gardener or of, plant parenting, maybe. I guess I've seen a term being said online. You know how detrimental that would be. So it is a labor of love, I'll say. A lot of spraying. But I think we're on the other side of that. I ended up getting predator mites, they're called, which are basically, and I actually watched this happen live, which kind of sounds crazy. But these spider mites, if you don't know, they're like almost microscopic. No, that's not right. You can definitely see them with your eyes, but they're really, really small. There's little red tiny spiders and they make these little webs. And so these predator mites basically like eat them. And you order these things, they come overnight because they're like, they're alive, like little species, and you sprinkle it on the plant. And I sprinkle them on there and you can kind of start seeing them crawl around again. You have to like stare really, you know, minutely at these things. And I literally watched one of these predator mites go up to one of the spider mites, crawl on top of its back and start eating it. I mean, you can't really like see like the mouth, everything is very small, but like the predator mite crawled on top of the spider mite. And I was like, whoa. So yeah, I didn't know much about spider mites before this, or did I know predator mites existed, which is a fun segment of the world to learn.
That's so fun. When we were hiring for a Presidio Bitcoin lead, the main thing that we were really looking for is someone that could really be a jack of all trades, do everything from managing these spider mites, which we now learn, to like managing a full business, which is obviously a lot of work and it takes a lot of organizations, dealing with memberships, payments, etc. So thank you for doing all that.
Yes. I give a lot of that background to my experience at Ace Hardware in high school. So I learned a lot of the random trades from dealing with random products as a teenager, to learn like, what does that do? Oh, I didn't know that was a problem. Interesting. And then being able to tap into that many, many decades later.
Well, thank you for making this place so homey. It's a great place to work. So why do you think it is so important for Bitcoin to have this physical presence in the Bay Area with other things going on?
Yeah, I mean, that's part of the thing that got me so excited about here was, you know, being a member here was kind of point one, right? The social aspect of everything I described before was like, wow, that just sounds awesome. There actually was a co-working space that was kind of quote unquote Web3, literally like out this window, you can see them. And I used to go there just because I, you know, wanted to be somewhat adjacent to this. But, you know, why is PB such a great sort of flag in the ground is, you know, I truly believe like Bitcoin and the platform, the network, however you want to take that, like is going to be imperative to the world. It's going to be extremely important from capital markets, from a payment standpoint, from a moral standpoint, right? There's so many great voices in the space that, you know, take these ends of what Bitcoin is to so many different directions, whether it's philosophical or technical or financial. You know, I'll let them do the heavy lifting, other than the fact that I'll say is like, this is going to be an extremely important piece of technology, if you want to call it that. And I truly believe that. And if you're going to be an American like I am, you know, the prior technology all came out of Silicon Valley for the most part. You know, that's not, I don't think, untrue in any sense of the world, right? Like the FANGs, you know, the big tech, right? Google, Apple, Meta, they're all really here. A lot of those startups were incubated. They was here. And so if you're going to place the, what you would call kind of the future technology next to the historic technology, like that's a good thing, I think, for America and Americans, is let's put our two biggest engines that we can have and put them right next to each other, because it's going to be able to hopefully either, you know, those companies start adopting Bitcoin and they're hopefully helpful to it, or, you know, that's a pool of engineers and talent, which I think PB is really being a part of saying, look, you know, Bitcoin isn't this weird thing you got to go do in your basement anymore and talk to people on a chat forum. Like you can go have a beautiful office and sit in a national park and go have these conversations at lunch and have very real people come through this space and, you know, very smart engineers. And like, this is a real thing now, right? I think that's the important factor of, okay, if I'm an engineer or a product person or a designer and I'm making a great salary in big tech, you know, what is this? Like there's nothing there. Like I can maybe go to Coinbase if I was interested in that, or maybe go to Kraken or, you know, these other big companies. Which is fine. And, you know, that's a step in the right direction. But if you really want to get into the core, if you want to get into the startup space, if you want to get into the open source, if you want to get into the technology, like this kind of PB helps reinforce that this is a very real decision, right? Your parents at Thanksgiving aren't going to be like, what the hell are you doing? That makes no sense. Like, are you crazy? You lost your mind. It's like, no. Look at all these people. Look at this office. Like, it really helps bridge that gap of saying, this isn't a crazy thing anymore. Like, this is the future. This is the technology that's going to be the source of the future. And I think parking this as people that kind of came up with the concept of PB, yourself included, parked it right in Silicon Valley for those exact reasons. And I think that's, a deeply important aspect if you want to see, Silicon Valley and those two motors sit right next to each other.
Definitely. We have a few minutes left. We're going to try to keep this at 21 minutes, even though we have a lot to talk about. Yes. So it's great that we're doing this quarterly and we can do it. We can do it more often, however much, or people can just come in and talk to us in person. That's an option too.
Doors always open.
Doors are always open. So what are some ways that companies can either get involved with Presidio Bitcoin mm-hmm. or support some of the events that we have coming up?
Yeah, we're in the fortunate position, Presidio Bitcoin, meaning we've been funded by two extremely generous individuals. So we're in a fantastic place where we don't necessarily need to raise funds for our day-to-day operations. We obviously charge what we think is right to be part of this space and, doing what we can to obviously limit the necessity for philanthropic donations. But we also put on these insane events, right? These are fantastic events. They're very expensive. We rented out a meeting space or an event space just up the road from PB for the Quantum event, just because there's so many people coming, right? We have such high levels, leading people that are flying in from all over the globe, whether they're executives or researchers, et cetera, that we also really need to put on like these elevated type of events to make that happen. So the only thing that we've done so far with companies either supporting Presidio Bitcoin is to either support the summit. We took sponsorship to basically do the monetary prizes for the hackathon. So I think I still remember them all five, but it was HRF, Block, Lightspark, FewSats, and HiveMind Ventures. We have two sponsors for the summit event, Project 11 and Enduro. We were looking for one more. Again, it's not a huge requirement that we get it. We're still going to do what we can to make the best event possible. But if you do want to support Presidio Bitcoin, those are the only two ways so far to date. The third way being to sponsor an open source seat. So Block, again, through the BitKey team, basically paid for five memberships that we've been able to use to help attract some of those open source talents to San Francisco. So these open source people can live all over the globe. They typically do live all over the globe. I mentioned some of the countries that they're coming from earlier. But being able to cover that membership is a huge help. To not only getting them here, but to have that cross pollination, if you will, of people just meeting it sort of in person. So those are the only three today. I don't suspect we're going to see corporate sponsorship. We're not going to put logos on the walls. We will do sort of one-off sponsorships for specific events. Again, next one coming up, we are targeting is around the venture space. So if that's interesting, please do reach out. Otherwise, if you want to sponsor an open source seat, that's kind of the other path. But yeah, we certainly want to be part of the tapestry of Bitcoin companies and spaces and kind of getting this beautiful industry growing and succeeding and getting talent here and at capital, et cetera. So if there's any way that you want to collaborate as well, that's certainly not a closed book by any means. Saying if it's not one of these three things, don't talk to me. Like we're certainly excited to be creative and find ways to partner and advance the space.
Awesome. Well, that was our last question. So before we leave here, can we let people know how they can follow what's happening at Presidio Bitcoin, apply for a membership if they're interested, get in contact, follow you? What are all the ways?
Yeah. YouTube, Twitter. We post basically all the content like the show, PBJ, our live stream events will be on YouTube, and some of that is on Twitter as well, or X rather. Otherwise, hello@presidiobitcoin.org. That goes right to me. So that's the best way to get in touch. Interested in membership, please reach out. We obviously, we spend a few minutes together. Typically, it's a meeting with me, understand what it is you're looking for, what it is you're building or working on, how you're contributing to Bitcoin. We'll certainly have those conversations. And if all works out, then yeah, we'll kind of proceed with offering a membership. So yeah, we're not hiding by any sense, or certainly come to one of our public events. I'm typically at all those as well. But yeah, we're really looking forward to chatting with anyone, whether it's about membership, figuring out how they want to, you know, creatively partner with Presidio Bitcoin, or just looking to get involved, or, you know, if you want to start a new meetup that helps the space, we're always interested in new and creative ways as well.
Amazing. Yes. If you're listening, reach out, follow the shows, promote the shows, like us, it all helps, spread the word. We really want, you know, Bitcoiners and people in Silicon Valley to learn more about us and to come swing by.
That's right. Yes. Couldn't said it better.
Great. Well, thanks for coming on the show, and we'll see you in a quarter. And also, you'll just be in this room all the time, so now everyone knows that you're here.
I'll be here. Yeah. I might sleep under the desk next time.
Cool.
Thanks, Haley.
Bye.